Imagine if a living human being emerged from a cave where no life had previously existed. Such an event would astonish everyone, leaving them awestruck and full of questions. Yet, the birth of a child from its mother, an equally miraculous event, happens every day without eliciting the same sense of wonder. Why is this so? The difference lies in familiarity. We have become so accustomed to the daily occurrence of childbirth that we no longer pause to reflect on its significance. We take this miracle for granted, failing to see the extraordinary in what has become ordinary. However, if we took the time to truly contemplate this phenomenon, we would find ourselves face to face with the Creator. The Quran invites us to ponder the signs around us. One of His signs is that He created you from dust, and behold, you became human beings and multiplied yourselves throughout the earth. 30:20 The birth of a living, conscious human being, a creature who can walk, see, and speak, is a profound sign of the existence of a Creator. Every child is not just a new life but a living testament to the Creator's power and wisdom. As we reflect on this, we recognize that every person is a walking introduction to their Creator, a reminder of the divine hand in creation. Similarly, when we look at the world around us, we see that it is perfectly equipped to support human life. The earth, the sun, the moon, everything is intricately arranged to fulfill our needs without us having to pay a price. The Quran reminds us of this divine provision. It is He who created everything on the earth for you, then He turned towards heaven and fashioned it into the seven heavens. He has knowledge of all things. 2:29 Yet, despite all the provisions and comforts, a time inevitably comes when death approaches. Every human being, despite their innate desire for eternal life, must face death. This reality is inescapable, and the Quran highlights the certainty of this transition. Every soul shall taste death. We test you with both good and evil circumstances, as a trial. To us you shall return. 21:35 Life and death are two of the most significant experiences a human being can undergo. If we reflect deeply on these experiences, we will uncover a profound truth. Our existence in this world is not a reward but a test. The freedom we enjoy in this life is a means of determining how we use it, whether we lead lives of principle or stray into unprincipled behavior. The Prophet Muhammad emphasized the importance of reflection, saying, "The wise person is the one who subdues his self and works for what comes after death, and the foolish person is the one who follows his desires and merely hopes in God." Tirmidhi, death is not the end but the beginning of a new phase of existence. In essence, humans are eternal beings, with life divided into two parts, the pre-death period, which is a test, and the post-death period, which is for receiving the rewards or punishments based on our actions in this life. The Quran confirms this duality of existence. You will surely be called upon to account for all your actions. 16:93 In this world, we are living, conscious beings, and this conscious existence is meant to continue beyond death. The day of death is when our current, temporary life gives way to the eternal life that awaits us. On that day, every material support we rely on in this world will be stripped away, leaving us to face the reality of the next life. The wise person is the one who prepares for this inevitable moment, recognizing that life in this world is but a brief prelude to the eternal life to come. The Quran urges us to be mindful of this. Believers, fear God and let every soul look to what it lays up for the future. 59:18 Reflecting on these truths encourages us to live with purpose, mindful of the life that awaits us after death. By thinking deeply about the signs around us, birth, life, and death, we can better understand our place in the universe and our responsibilities toward our Creator. This understanding leads to wisdom, preparing us for the day when we stand before our Creator to account for our deeds, a day that will determine our eternal destiny. Humans are eternal beings, with life divided into two parts, the pre-death period, which is a test, and the post-death period, which is for receiving the rewards or punishments based on our actions in this life. Death is not the end but the beginning of a new phase of existence. In essence, humans are eternal beings, with life divided into two parts, the pre-death period, which is a test, and the post-death period, which is for receiving the rewards or punishments based on our actions in this life. The Quran confirms this duality of existence. You will surely be called upon to account for all your actions. 1693, in this world, we are living, conscious beings, and this conscious existence is meant to continue beyond death. The day of death is when our current, temporary life gives way to the eternal life that awaits us. On that day, every material support we rely on in this world will be stripped away, leaving us to face the reality of the next life. The wise person is the one who prepares for this inevitable moment, recognizing that life in this world is but a brief prelude to the eternal life to come. The Quran urges us to be mindful of this, believers. Fear God and let every soul look to what it lays up for the future. 59:18. Reflecting on these truths encourages us to live with purpose, mindful of the life that awaits us after death. By thinking deeply about the signs around us, birth, life, and death, we can better understand our place in the universe and our responsibilities toward our Creator. This understanding leads to wisdom, preparing us for the day when we stand before our Creator to account for our deeds, a day that will determine our eternal destiny. Humans are eternal beings, with life divided into two parts, the pre-death period, which is a test, and the post-death period, which is for receiving the rewards or punishments based on our actions in this life. Imagine if a living human being emerged from a cave where no life had previously existed. Such an event would astonish everyone, leaving them awestruck and full of questions. Yet, the birth of a child from its mother, an equally miraculous event, happens every day without eliciting the same sense of wonder. Why is this so? The difference lies in familiarity. We have become so accustomed to the daily occurrence of childbirth that we no longer pause to reflect on its significance. We take this miracle for granted, failing to see the extraordinary in what has become ordinary. However, if we took the time to truly contemplate this phenomenon, we would find ourselves face to face with the Creator. The Quran invites us to ponder the signs around us. One of His signs is that He created you from dust, and behold, you became human beings and multiplied yourselves throughout the earth. 30:20. The birth of a living, conscious human being, a creature who can walk, see, and speak, is a profound sign of the existence of a Creator. Every child is not just a new life but a living testament to the Creator's power and wisdom. As we reflect on this, we recognize that every person is a walking introduction to their Creator, a reminder of the divine hand in creation. Similarly, when we look at the world around us, we see that it is perfectly equipped to support human life. The earth, the sun, the moon, everything is intricately arranged to fulfill our needs without us having to pay a price. The Quran reminds us of this divine provision. It is He who created everything on the earth for you. Then He turned towards heaven and fashioned it into the seven heavens. He has knowledge of all things. 2:29. Yet, despite all the provisions and comforts, a time inevitably comes when death approaches. Every human being, despite their innate desire for eternal life, must face death. This reality is inescapable, and the Quran highlights the certainty of this transition. Every soul shall taste death. We test you with both good and evil circumstances, as a trial. To us you shall return. 21:35. Life and death are two of the most significant experiences a human being can undergo. If we reflect deeply on these experiences, we will uncover a profound truth. Our existence in this world is not a reward but a test. The freedom we enjoy in this life is a means of determining how we use it, whether we lead lives of principle or stray into unprincipled behavior.